"Fine clothes," said the first. "Pearls and diamonds," cried the second. "And now, child," said he to his own daughter, "what will you have?"
"The first twig, dear father, that brushes against your hat when you turn your face to come homewards," said she.
Then he bought for the first two the fine clothes and pearls and diamonds they had asked for. And on his way home, as he rode through a green copse, a hazel twig brushed against him and almost pushed off his hat. So he broke it off and brought it away. And when he got home, he gave it to his daughter. Then she took it and went to her mother's grave and planted it there, and cried so much that it was watered with her tears. And there it grew and became a fine tree. 3 times every day she went to it and cried, and soon a little bird came and built its nest upon the tree and talked with her and watched over her and brought her whatever she wished for. Now it happened that the king of that land held a feast, which was to last 3 days, and out of those who came to it, his son was to choose a bride for himself. Ashputtel's 2 sisters were asked to come, so they called her up and said, "Now comb our hair, brush our shoes, and tie our sashes for us, for we are going to dance at the king's feast." Then she did as she was told, but when all was done, she could not help crying, for she thought to herself she should so have liked to have gone with them to the ball. And at last she begged her mother very hard to let her go.